ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا.
Dear listeners, as you were with us, we were talking about this part of the Kumail supplication. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْسِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. Now I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcomings and my immoderation toward myself. مُعْتَذِرًا نَادِمًا مُنْكَسِرًا مُسْتَقِيلًا مُسْتَغْفِرًا مُنِيبًا مُقِرًّا مُذْعِنًا مُعْتَرِفًا. I am preferring my excuse. I am regretful, broken, apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. I'm repenting, acknowledging, submissive, and confessing. It is very interesting that Imam Ali alayhi salam in this section is mentioning all the traits that somehow attract Allah's mercy and forgiveness. First, he talks about complete concentration and focus in worship. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ. I have turned to you, I have turned to no one else. I have no one else to turn to, and that is why I have come to you with my heart. The first secret that Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about is the turning of the heart towards Allah. We sufficiently, I assume, talked about the importance of turning towards Allah and the functions of the soul in the previous episode of the program. Now, one of the conditions of the heart that must be attained before starting the supplication is the humiliation and softening of the heart. I assume we have previously mentioned the state of riqqatul qalb, the tender-heartedness of the supplicant. I mean, the supplicant must try to soften his heart, because when the heart becomes tender, it is the time that it opens up. It is the time that the veils between the supplicant and Allah are lifted, and he is, as a result, nearer to Allah. Let me read for you, dear listeners, an interesting tradition. It is reported that among the things that Allah the Exalted revealed to Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim wasalam was that it was said to him, O Musa, stretch your hands before me in humility, like a humble servant calling his master for help. If you did that, you will be showered with mercy, as I am the most kind of those who are kind and powerful. And it seems that the purpose behind this particular mode of prayer, I mean, stretching our hands towards Allah while we supplicate, is not clear for some, but the skeptics were putting people in doubt as to the mode of supplication. They would say, why do we raise our hands towards Allah? Is Allah existing in the skies? Why should we raise our hands toward the skies? And for this reason, the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam used to explain to the people that Allah the Exalted is present everywhere, but we somehow take up this particular mode of prayer as a mark of humility and neediness toward Allah. Sometimes the action itself affects the heart. The state of riqqatul qalb is reached sometimes by this state, because raising the two hands is a sign of humility and indigence. This mark has a kind of inspiring effect in softening of the heart.
But now I have turned to you, my Lord, after being guilty of omissions and transgressions against my soul. Apologetically, repentantly, brokenheartedly, begging earnestly for forgiveness, yieldingly confessing as I can find no escape from that which was done by me, and having no refuge to which I could turn except seeking your acceptance of my excuse and admitting me into the realm of your encompassing mercy.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So we were discussing the importance of softening of the heart, which is the very moment of descent of Allah's mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part of the supplication, is saying, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ, I have turned to you. We talked about the state of turning towards Allah, that iqbal from the heart, and now the state of softening and humility of the heart, that is from among the important prerequisites of acceptance of prayer. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is interestingly and beautifully pointing to this very important secret. Of course, this should not imply that there is a specified time for the coming down of Allah's mercy, but receiving of His mercy has a specified time and a particular state, which is the state of tenderness. That is why the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported to have said, "Avail yourself of the opportunity of prayer at softening of the heart, because softening of the heart is mercy." In fact, according to some of our traditions, the acceptance of prayer has direct connection with the state of heart, with the state of humiliation of the heart. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "When your skin quivers and your eyes shed tears, then you have drawn closer. Your need has been considered. And if any one of you becomes softened, then let him pray, because the heart does not soften until it has become pure." This means the more humble the heart becomes, the closer the supplicant will be to the response. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Guide me all the way to to be close, close to you.